This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And it feels like everyone you know is probably coming down with something this week. Sneezing here, coughing there, sniffles everywhere. And as we hear from KRLD's Russell Scott, Texas is now officially a hot zone for the flu.
The CDC has flagged Texas flu activity as very high, with nearly one out of three people being tested coming back positive. The dominant strain is relatively new, H3N2, or subclade K. It's known for being more severe, particularly for the elderly and for children. At Children's Health, Dr. Zachary Most tells NBC5 there are some signs that your child may need to go to the doctor.
Trouble breathing, really severe fatigue or malaise. Dehydration, unable to keep fluids down.
With this new subclade K strain dominating cases, doctors warn that post-holiday travel spike is just now hitting clinics. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas County sues the White House over funding cuts approved by Congress.
Specifically, the lawsuit targets HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as well as the Centers for Disease Control, saying they acted unconstitutionally by slashing funding approved by Congress. Dallas County Health and Human Services Director Dr. Phil Wong told Dallas County Commissioners what would happen because of the cuts.
As a result, and these are due to the federal cuts, essentially we're having to cancel approximately 50-plus events.
The lawsuit claims Dallas County lost $4 million and would have supported efforts to avoid future pandemics. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The county says it decided to file a lawsuit because other lawsuits have been successful in getting back that funding.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
Well, with the end of the holidays comes, well, we've got flights. You got to go to the airport. And so some of us going to DFW Airport are going to get a little frustrated. If you go through B9 for security, it's going to take you over 20 minutes. So why don't you do this? You can go to B30. It'll take you less than 10 minutes. Okay. But it is on the other side of the terminal. Terminal A, C, and E, all 10 minutes or less to get through security. If you're going to Terminal D, you're in a rush, go to D18. That's on the far right side of the terminal, because in the middle, D22, takes you about 20 minutes to get through. For security wait times at Dallas Love Field, look at that, less than 1 minute.
Fort Worth cops say a woman is shot and killed during a confrontation with a security guard.
Fort Worth police were called to the 2600 block of South Riverside Drive, where they found an adult woman with a gunshot wound to the chest. Paramedics later pronounced her dead at the scene. Police say the security guard at the location was detained for questioning, but according to investigators, the guard told the woman she needed to leave the property and the two argued. Detectives said the woman advanced towards the guard, who then used pepper spray on her. The woman then grabbed what police were calling a stabbing weapon from nearby and advanced again. That's when the guard fired his gun. The names of the victim and the security guard have not yet been released. Homicide detectives are continuing to investigate. From the 24-Hour News Center, Jeff Burkett, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, the Cowboys have already cut Trayvon Diggs and will have to make a lot of hard choices this offseason. Jerry Jones tries to explain the emotional connection he has with players, but understands that tough decisions have to be made.
Everybody's very sensitive when you're talking about their finances. And you talk about it is like a critique of their play. And I completely understand why it's sensitive to talk about that. And I go through that emotional gambit and have.
Yeah, the Cowboys have a chance to finish the season 8-8-1 if they can knock off the Giants in New York this Sunday afternoon.
945-766-1080, the K-Post Roofing text line. Worst first date stories. We want to hear them, and red flags for you on a first date. And we throw that out there this morning because of this dating story that has the internet cheering. As a woman named Rachel Anderson has gone viral after walking out on a first date in under 5 minutes.
That's pretty quick.
And here's why.
I just left a first date that I was really looking forward to in under 2 minutes because I was told that it was a surprise to wear something comfortable. I said, comfortable? He said, yeah, act like it is a lounge day at home. So I throw on some sweatpants, my hair in a bun, no jewelry, no nothing. Why does this man try to walk me into a fine dining restaurant? Immediately, no. I turned around and walked out. As soon as you meet me, you want to level the playing field by humbling and or embarrassing me.
She shows up in her sweats and at a white tablecloth restaurant.
And then he says, yeah, let's go to Albanese or something like that.
Right, right. So that's one of her don'ts on the first date. But there are lots of others as laid out by this influencer on TikTok. It's called Dating by Blaine.
Don't arrive in a hurry. Do show up 10 minutes early to collect yourself and get settled in. Don't speak badly about your ex. Do open up about the lessons you've learned in past relationships if she asks. Don't split the bill. Do pay for the first date. It doesn't mean it will always be like this, but the first date is on you.
Yeah, that's bad form.
All right.
Well, we're going Dutch on the first date.
Yeah, a lot of these seem pretty self-explanatory, and I thought were evident. Do people need to be reminded of this?
Apparently so.
Good Lord.
All right.
There are a lot of, if this is the case, there are a lot of guys out there that are really screwing up.
That's exactly right. And there have been for a long time. I've had many times in my life.
I'm not Mr. Smooth or Mr. Riz or whatever you want to call it.
But
these
some
days.
Of these should be obvious.
But I have never done none of those.
Well, at least with this TikTok challenge now, no one is going to end up in the hospital.
Yeah.
Might be a lot of cleanup involved. However, it's called the Cake Flip Challenge.
Oh, boy.
It's exactly what its name entails. You go out, you buy a big sheet cake or a layer cake if you think you're that good, and then flip it, catching it right side up without dropping it.
She's about to flip the cake into the air and catch it without smashing it. Prepping for the challenge, the kids give mom some encouragement.
Do it.
After a few false starts, here goes nothing. Nailed it. She's not the only one. It's called the Cake Flip Challenge, and it's sweeping social media. This woman's in the woods. Whoops, almost got the dog. This dad thinks it's the perfect occasion to celebrate his daughter's first birthday.
Cake Flip Challenge.
No, no, no!
Catch it.
Yes!
Drop it. Okay, now I'm gonna give it a shot. Proof you can have your cake and flip it too.
Yeah, you know, as expensive as food is these days, I'm reminded of Doris Roberts' classic line in Christmas Vacation.
I hope you kids see what a silly waste of resources this was.
Because, man, if that cake hits the floor.
That's so stupid to go out, spend money on a cake.
I know.
And then flip it. And ultimately, it's not going to, because the thing is, if somebody lands it right side up, somebody else is going to try. It's going to end up on the ground.
And all for the sake of just getting a few views on social media.
Absolutely.
Come on.
God, do we really need clicks that much in life?
We're doomed. That's
it. I guess. We are. 26, starting out strong.
The question is, how is all of 26 going to look on the economic front when it's all over? Because, you know, many predicted a horrible economy because of tariffs.
didn't quite play out that way, at least not in terms of the markets.
No.
The markets cratered when the tariffs were first announced.
Liberation Day, we liberated our funds.
Yeah, but they've since recovered. GDP's doing well. How long can that last, though? Stephen Moore writes for the Wall Street Journal. He was a former Trump economic advisor, and he says the tariffs do still concern him.
Let's start with where we were exactly a year ago when you had all of the blue chip forecasters, including the Fed and, the professional and academic economists. And if you looked at the forecast for the blue chip, it was that we would have about 1.9% growth for 2025. And we now know with pretty much certainty what the growth rate will be, according to the Atlanta Federal Reserve Board through the through December 23rd. And we've had growth rates over the last three quarters that have been twice that high, almost twice that high. So we've got an economy that is doing much, much better than the economists believed. And part of the reason the economists were so negative on the economy, Joe, is exactly the point you just made, tariffs. Now, you are exactly right. I'm not a big fan of tariffs, but you know what? I am a big fan of some of these trade deals that Trump has been able to pull off over the last 12 months with Korea, with China, with Japan, with Canada, with the Europeans, all making concessions to the United States in a very positive way. Now, Trump's saying he's going to bring $8 trillion of capital into the United States from the rest
18.
Of the world.
That's the latest.
I know Donald Trump never exaggerates, but I think that's an exaggeration. But let's say he's wrong by 90%. Let's say it's only $1 or $2 trillion. That's a huge amount of money being invested in the United States. So yeah. I like the way he's been able to negotiate better deals for the U.S. But it does worry me with tariffs, because tariffs do have a negative effect on the economy.
Speaking of tariffs, just hours before the end of 2025, Trump announced that he is going to back off on the previously announced tariff increases on upholstered furniture, kitchen cabinets, and bathroom vanities, delaying them for at least a year. He's tacoed on those. Those tariffs were supposed to have taken effect yesterday. They would have jumped to 50% on the cabinets and the vanities and 30% on the furniture, and they're going to stay at 25%.
So if you're looking for that remodel, yeah, you can still do it in 2026.
It's going to cost you more, but not much more as it would have. All right, speaking of the economy, jobs are always a concern, especially this day. Labor market's kind of tightening up. I'm saying you get your AI into the mix, a lot of people concerned. There are a few jobs, though, you should be aware, where AI actually doesn't matter that much. You're not going to believe this one.
You might be surprised by the salaries for jobs that don't require a bachelor's degree and won't be eliminated by AI anytime soon. Young people are taking a hard look at four-year college degrees that cost a ton and may lead to a job that AI could soon take over. But a new report from Resume Genius, an online resume builder, lists many other overlooked jobs that require no college and offer a median salary far above America's overall median salary. Number one is elevator and escalator installer and repairer. The median annual salary is a bit over $106,000, requiring only a high school diploma, apprenticeship completion, and a state certification.
Wow.
They need to work on these. Here, get them over here. No wonder we can't afford to fix these elevators sometimes.
That's a job with some ups and downs.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Starting off strong, huh, 26?
Among the other AI-proof jobs on this list that do not require a college degree, an electrical power line installer. You can go be the Wichita lineman. Aircraft mechanic. Okay. Locomotive engineer. Flight attendant. Food service manager. A chef. You can be a chef. And a wind turbine mechanic.
Well, yeah, think about it. There's no way that an AI, if you need something for your AC,
that's right.
If you need something for plumbing, AI ain't going to affect those jobs. That's why a lot of people are thinking, why don't I just do that? Make good money.
If it's something physical, if you have to use your hands.
Yeah, if you need someone there to install something.
And tools and things like that, yeah. But AI can't do that.
You can do whatever you want, AI.
Robots, good.
Now, they'll use AI to fix the stuff, but they're not going to actually replace those jobs.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.